Today's Made in the USA show is sponsored by Gilkey Windows, Chicago's only family-owned direct-to-consumer window manufacturer, made right here in the USA. Now back to Lou Manfredini, right here on House Smarts Radio and 720 WGS.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. This is our Made in the USA show. If you listen to me with any regularity, you know that I am a big proponent of trying to buy as much American-made product as possible. Now, we're in a global economy. I'm not doubting any of that, and I'm not faulting anybody for buying stuff that, you know, is made somewhere else. It's just the reality of a global economy. But you know, I've said this over and over again. You know, my wife and I own a couple of hardware stores, and the one thing that we all need our customers to have, you know, to be good customers, no matter what your business is a job. And so the more you buy American, the better that is, I think, for all of us. Can it cost a little more? Sure. But in the end, when you look at the life cycle of everything, it makes a lot of sense for us. I am also, if you hear this on this radio station quite a bit and watch TV, I am a proud spokesperson for the Gilkey Window Company. They, too, are a family-owned American company based out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Joining me on the phone line right now is Vince Gilkey, who is the CEO of Gilkey Windows, and Augie Korch, who is the president. Gentlemen, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning.
To talk to you.
I want to go back a little bit. Anybody that listens to me with any regularity or sees me knows how much I love my Gilkey windows, and I have said this to people over and over again that full disclosure, I'm a paid spokesperson for the Gilkey Window Company, but if I wasn't, I would still put your windows against anybody else's because you just make really good stuff and you have really good installers. And kind of the difference between you and a lot of your competition is that you make the windows, you install the windows, you service the windows, and you stand behind those windows. And so there's this, in today's world, that this vertical integration about the whole thing, that's what you get with you folks. But I want one of you to maybe start with you, Vince. This company's 45 years old, correct? Take me back to how it all got started.
Yeah, I'd love to. My dad started the company in 1978. I would have been 2 years old at the time. Started out of our house. His office was also my bedroom. Been learning about windows since I was a little kid. He used to bring me on some of his sales appointments, and I'd be playing underneath the window samples, and been around it my whole life. It's been his passion forever. He's recently named me CEO. He's still in here every day in the office. I think it's hard for him to retire.
Sure.
He's still got new ideas and new things he's wanting to do, so he's nowhere close to really stepping away. But it's good. Augie and I are lucky. Couldn't ask for a better mentor or example person to learn from than my dad.
So here you have, your dad 45 years ago, basically, working out of his home, starting this window company, and then I have to imagine that 45 years ago, he probably wasn't making his own windows, right? When did that all start?
We started manufacturing our own windows in 1986. He saw some of the technology with these European windows was a little bit more advanced than what was being offered here in the U.S. So I think, at least in Cincinnati, we were the first full fusion welded window frame you could get. Everything at the time was, I guess, screwed together. He was a supplier with Anderson Windows, and he pretty much offered whatever was out there. But we started manufacturing our own windows in 1986.
So now here we are, you know, all these years later. And Augie, tell me a little bit about that factory now. Like, how many people are working there? And, you know, what kind of production is coming out of this factory now?
So right now, the evolution with the windows has been, like Vince said, we started manufacturing vinyl windows. We got 55,000 square feet of a facility that manufactures vinyl windows and doors. And we do about 20,000 vinyl windows coming out of this facility. And then about 10 years ago, we started to manufacture fiberglass.
Mm.
And that's in our building across the street. That's about 40,000 square feet. So we've evolved from, you know, vinyl to wood, and now, you know, to fiberglass, and we're doing both. We saw an opportunity with fiberglass because there's some people out there that don't want vinyl. We understand that, but what's going on with wood? They don't want wood because it rots.
Right.
So we said, hey, we got a little niche with fiberglass, which is a beautiful product. It looks like wood, and it doesn't rot. It doesn't require any maintenance. So we've gone from, you know, a garage, Mike's not been the window company in the garage, to almost having 100,000 square feet of facility manufacturing windows and doors.
It is, you know, it's amazing when you think about the beginning of it all, right? And Vince, you mentioned that, you know, the office was also your bedroom when you're a couple years old. And it has to give you all a great level of pride to see, you know, the term is, well, this idea has legs, right? We're gonna try this thing out. And now, you know, I'm sure for, you know, maybe the employee that's been with you for, you know, 4 or 5 years, you know, that's relatively new, they think, oh, of course, it's the Gilkey Window Company. But, you know, understanding where it came from and how it began is pretty important. And I know that legacy of what Mike built, and now you two kind of taking the reins and taking it to the next generation and moving it on, you know, has to bring you all a great level of pride and also a big sense of responsibility too, right?
Definitely. Augie and I, we both have our kids, and we're looking to pass this company down to them. Already third generation, got a lot of pride in this company and want to carry on everything my dad built with this company. And I know my dad has a lot of pride in his grandkids, seeing them get involved in the company. So it's pretty exciting. He's built a great company, and we're all very blessed from his hard work.
Yeah. Now, you know, so here you are. I know for most of us here in the Chicagoland area, you know, we're very familiar with Gilkey, but you started out in Cincinnati, Ohio, but you're also, you provide these windows to other markets as well. Where else can people get Gilkey windows?
Well, we have Dayton, Ohio is we've done Louisville, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky as well, and we've done some jobs also in Columbus. So it's Ohio, it's Kentucky, and it's Illinois. So we're not too big. We want to stay regional, because again, it's like you said, the pride. It's Mike has his name. He put his name on the window. It's Gilkey Windows. It's not window this, window that, window A. It's Gilkey, and we take a lot of pride in that because we're kind of a community that people know exactly who we are. So when they come up to me, we want to hear those stories like, hey, I bought my windows from Gilkey, right, from you guys. So we want to make sure we take a lot of pride in that. We can't hide behind a name.
Right, right. And the other thing that I like about this, too, and I mentioned this at the beginning, is the fact that, you know, with a lot of other installers, you know, they're buying their windows from somebody else. And if there's a problem, you know, it's like, well, that's, you know, that's not my problem. It's from the guy that made the window, and you got to talk to them, or we didn't do that. There, you know, there can be a lot of finger pointing. And with you guys, it's soup to nuts. And it's the service after the sale, I think, that is, you know, what I've heard from people has really been something that's been, you know, something that's very important to people. It's an investment, right? We're not talking about, you know, buying a candy bar, and you're investing in your home, no, your biggest asset for many people, and you want to make sure you're doing it right.
Absolutely. Yeah, you make one phone call, you know, we can't hide it. Oh, it's a product issue. It's an install issue. No, you call Gilkey, we take care of it. Because like you said, we make it, we install it, we service it.
It's a one phone call. We take care of everything.
I do, local TV here in Chicago on Friday mornings, and I had a gentleman that I work with at the TV station at WGN come up to me unsolicited, and he said, I got three quotes to get my windows done. I got Anderson and Pella, and I had Gilkey. He goes, because I, heard you talk about Gilkey, and he goes, and they just installed five new windows for us, and we absolutely love them, and he goes, I can't say enough about the people that install them. They were just professional. They knew what they were doing. They cleaned up after themselves. And he goes, I love looking out of those windows or in the windows, opening the windows. I mean, he was going on and on. I was like, I need to get a microphone and record this because it was like the best commercial you could ever get.
Yeah, put that guy on the radio.
But, I think that is, you may not always get to hear that. And I think that's important for sure. We talk about the fact that, you make vinyl and fiberglass, everybody's got a different kind of budget, and the fiberglass tend to be a little bit more expensive, but they're really, really nice. I've talked a lot about the fact that we've done a couple projects with you now, whole house of windows, and really, really am just completely blown away by the quality of it. And again, I do work with Gilkey, but I would put your windows against any manufacturer, and I think that you would see that the quality is there. So if people are hearing this, they want to do business with an American company and one that's building their own stuff and installing their own stuff, tell the folks how they get a hold of you guys.
Well, you can go to Gilkey.com. It's easy to, you can click on a link, click to call, get a hold of us that way, either through the internet, or you can call us directly at 708-229-2340. That's our local Chicago office phone number.
And you can also go to 888, the number 3, G-I-L-K-E-Y. I've only said that about 1,000 times over the last 25 years. I think that's going to be the tattoo that I get. I was thinking, what should I get? I don't have a tattoo. If I got the Gilkey phone number on my forearm, boy, that would be something.
If you get that tattoo, so will Vince and I. How about that?
Well, don't hold your breath. Vince Gilkey, who is the CEO of the Gilkey Window Company, and Augie Quirch, who is the president. Gentlemen, congratulations on all these years in business. I love talking with people that are running a true family-owned business and doing it right here in the USA. My best to both of you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Lou. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Don't go away. We'll be right back.